Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a continuing chance for showers and thunderstorms. We will have a high in the low 70s for today. Temperature-wise, at this hour, Kenosha is at 65, 67 right now in Burlington, also 67 Milwaukee, and it's 67 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Department's working on the identification of a body discovered in Lake Michigan by Myers Park Sunday afternoon, as well as what happened. A news release indicating that just after 2 p.m., a citizen reported what appeared to be a body in the lake south of the park area, which is at 11th Street and Pershing Drive. The deceased described as a white male, about 250 pounds, 6'1 in height, with brown hair. The man also showed multiple arm tattoos, including two women on his left forearm, and numbers tattooed on each of his left knuckles. On the right side of his chest, a tattoo of a horse with a warrior. On the left side, a beheaded warrior on a horse. Anyone with information that could help with the investigation, urged to call the Racine County Sheriff's Detective Bureau, Detective Evans, at 262-636-3232, or ask for Detective Scherf at 262-636-3190. You can also anonymously contact the Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Operator of a car backing out of a driveway on the 900 block of South Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant in the current construction area was cited for causing an accident which ejected a motorcyclist who was heading north and struck the back of that other vehicle. Police officers found glass debris on the severely damaged Harley Davidson by the median of that location, along with 25-year-old Brian Warren of Racine. He was taken to the All Saints emergency room by South Shore paramedics, non-life-threatening injuries, but enough apparently to warrant transfer up to Frederick Hospital. A 29-year-old woman passenger in that car also taken to All Saints with more lesser injuries. Operator of the car, 37-year-old Luis Murillo from Racine, was not hurt, but he was cited for an unsafe backing out of the highway and also operating a vehicle under the influence, causing injury. Well, Wisconsin only recently recorded its first two cases of the West Nile virus in humans for the year, after having documented animal and insect cases both in Racine and Kenosha counties. Rebecca Osborne is an epidemiologist with the State Department of Health Services, says this late in the year, really not that much of a surprise.
See cases in mid to late summer, and about 80% of all of our West Nile virus cases do occur in August and September.
She reminds the public that West Nile is carried by mosquitoes, so it's best to be wearing repellents and clothing designed to keep them from biting you. The Waterford Village Board set to meet tonight. Among the agenda items, a proposed ordinance amendment to allow backyard chickens at single and two-family homes. With the proposal comes a list of qualifications, including no roosters, up to four hens, a yearly permit, the chickens only for laying eggs, a permit to build an appropriate coop that requires an inspection, and a manure management plan. Neighbors would also have to be notified, and if anybody objects, well, then a public hearing could be held. The most recent Census Bureau estimates for Wisconsin show more than 6,000 people as being homeless, and at least 500 are veterans. Disturbing facts, according to Dan Stein, executive director of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin.
A national study done by Feeding America called Hunger in America, that all the 200 food banks or so contributed working in their respective areas. It showed that 14% of all the families we serve had a veteran in that household.
He says one of the hardest things to understand is that most people served by Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin live in a household where someone is working at least 30 hours a week, several of them veterans, in addition to those who are classified as homeless. And the U.S. Small Business Administration's representatives are going to continue to be available through August 31st to help with loan applications for residents and business owners in Racine and Kenosha counties affected by last month's flooding, the result of Governor Walker's disaster declaration. The Disaster Outreach Center in the Kenosha County Center on 75th Street in Bristol, the weekday hours, 8 in the morning till 5 p.m., the center will be closing at 3 p.m. this Thursday. But the deadline to submit SBA loan applications for property damage is October the 17th. The training needs of Foxconn have been getting lots of attention at Gateway Technical College and other schools in the region, but the broader concern is for giving workers the skills needed for what Gateway President Brian Albrecht and other leaders are calling Industry 4.0. The hallmark development of Industry 3.0 was the introduction of computerized equipment on the factory floor.
Many of our companies are on that Industry 3.0 standard, but Industry 4.0 takes it to the next level. That's where the integration of IT systems, data, interacts with the machines. So now a machine can talk to a machine, and machine A can tell machine B if it's running too fast or too slow. It can tell when it's not performing efficiently and it might need repairs. So the technician, the person running it, needs to be able to analyze data, interpret data, and monitor the production of that particular machine.
It's synonymous, he says, with what the smartphone has done to the telecommunications industry. He also tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that to keep ahead of the curve as industry needs continue to evolve, the school is striking new partnerships, Albrecht adding that Gateway's teaching staff is enthusiastically embracing the changes ahead. Democratic congressional candidate Randy Bryce, who's running to try and replace Paul Ryan in the 1st District, will be front and center with a 10 o'clock event this morning at 1715 South Memorial Drive. It is billed as highlighting President Trump's broken promises to America's working people. Also scheduled to be there, 3rd District Racine Alderman John Tate II and Marina Dmitrijevic, the executive director for Wisconsin's Working Families Party. This will be the third stop on a Midwest tour that is building support for the U.S. Call Center Worker and Consumer Protection Act. Well, WRJN News recently told you that municipal officials all around the greater Racine area have started the brainstorming process to either create some additional landfill space at the Kestrel Hawk site or plan B, if you will, for the disposal of waste materials, because currently remaining capacity is less than 10 years. Racine County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprellian Becker offering a chance to get up close and personal with Racine's landfill the afternoon of September the 6th.
I organize tours for public services for my constituents, but I also open it to all of the county. September 6th at 1 o'clock, we'll be at the Kestrel Hawk landfill. And I do hope you come, because that's something that's going to be affecting not only the county, but all the municipalities within it in a few years to come, and we probably should be talking about it now.
And then on September the 12th, she told her county board colleagues she's going to focus attention on just where the trash goes to how it gets to your place. Racine City Administrator Jim Palahniuk had recently explained that a coordinated effort of most likely seeking some additional space at the landfill site, plus producing less material for placement in it, would probably help free up more space and expand the time frame. As the new school year is about to unfold in just over a week now, Racine Unified getting ready, along with other districts. Board of Education recently approved the adoption of the Quaver Marvelous World of Music curriculum and the purchase of some related resources.
Quaver will be added for all elementary programs in the district, as well as all middle school programs, including Real and Walden, which are 6-12 programs. It will be used in all elementary and middle school general music classrooms.
Dr. Christopher Thompson explaining that while this is geared at all the elementary and the middle school general music classrooms, it can also offer music instruction at the high school grades. It's a 3-year purchase, a total of just under $112,000. RUSD used Quaver in a 3-year pilot at Wadowitz, Schulte, Giese, and the old Racine Civil Leaders Academy, and higher numbers were reported for music achievement. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section, and throughout the day at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.